call it too much too soon. Overuse injuries are one of the nasty secrets of youth sports, but they aren't such a secret anymore. Doctors groups, parents groups, other advocates for children, they have all spread the word about these injuries, an alarming and increasing trend in youth sports that shows no sign of slowing down. Go back to 2008. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission cited the following statistic. Nearly 200,000 children treated in hospitals, doctor's offices, and emergency rooms for baseball-related injuries. Many of those injuries were due to overuse. As players younger and younger play more and more games, use repetitive motions over and over, the risk of overuse injury increases. Once upon a time, we played baseball for fun. Backyard baseball, sandlot baseball, maybe a spring season of Little League, and then back to the backyard or the sandlot. But as adults discovered they could make more money off of youth sports, suddenly so-called organized sports became all the rage. Coaches and league organizers would tell parents that the sooner their kids registered and, of course, paid, the sooner their kids could get started on their path to better hitting, pitching, and catching. Faster times in swimming and track, greater strength through earlier weightlifting. All this in the chase for college scholarship, an Olympic gold medal, and maybe even a professional career. Those millions of dollars would be sure to follow. However, the statistics show minuscule percentages of kids actually make it to those levels. But that doesn't stop well-meaning parents who may succumb to peer pressure to keep up with the Joneses. That can mean signing up their kids not only for Little League, but also for travel teams, showcases, and don't forget individual instruction. And too often, that turns into too many pitches, thrown with improper technique, and voila, overuse injuries. Coaching one of my son's teams a couple of years ago, I was on the practice field when one of his teammates threw a ball and snapped a bone in his arm. It was a sickening sound. And that was early in the season, before lots of pitches had been thrown. It was a team of 10 and 11-year-olds, and what that said was kids at this age are still growing, still developing. Put a little stress on their young bones, and keep putting that stress on, and they can snap, just like that. So what can be done to prevent these injuries? First should be common sense. Make sure your child wants to play, and wants to play more than just Little League. And if he or she does, make sure they are receiving proper instructions. The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons recommends youth baseball players practice proper form and avoid overexertion. And their parents and coaches should pay attention to guidelines for healthy play as well as signs of pain and trouble. If your child is a pitcher, make sure he follows a pitch limit and make sure his coaches know what that limit is. One sports medicine doctor blogged that coaches not knowing or understanding those safety guidelines is irresponsible, and intentionally not following them is abuse. Certainly none of us wants to abuse our children, so start using common sense and make sure your kids' coaches do too. If they don't, find them another coach. And remember, the bottom line for kids in sports is that while a college scholarship and pro career would be great, it is more important at their age that they have fun. If they have the talent, it will show, and the other stuff will take care of itself. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next Wednesday.